Harper Audio presents Worthy Brown's Daughter by Philip Margolin, performed by Jason Culp. Part 1. Phoenix. Chapter 1. The river was insane. It boiled and surged between its banks, panicking the horses, terrifying the women and children, and forcing the men to hide their fear, which was considerable. The wagon master had ordered a halt for the night so the wagon beds could be caulked to make them watertight. As soon as the sun rose, several men tied ropes around their waists and swam the river to anchor a cable that would guide the wagons across to the far shore. The wagon master, who had taken many travelers along the Oregon Trail and knew a thing or two about fording rivers, guaranteed everyone in the party that the crossing would be perfectly safe. By the time Matthew Penny was ready, Rachel Penny was not so sure. She'd seen the river hurl huge logs about as if they were matchsticks, and none of the wagons had made it to the other side easily.
"I'm afraid," Rachel told her husband, moments before Matthew drove their wagon into the swirling waters.
"Don't be. I'll make it, and I'll be waiting for you on the other side. It can't be."